This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As we take measure of the U.S. economy throughout this election season, the Marketplace Newsroom has a project to keep track of the stress Americans are feeling in their own personal financial situations. We call it the Marketplace Anxiety Index, and we have a set of data on this derived from the most recent national poll we commissioned. The top line, sure, the economy may be growing, but economic anxiety is not on the decline. Joining me is our Washington Bureau Chief, Dave Shaw. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So remind everybody what we've been measuring here.
This is the second time we've gone out and asked people how they feel about their personal financial situations. Where we get a lot of measures of the economy writ large, we're trying to get a measure of the economy writ really small. And so what we do is we take all of these questions and we boil down on part of the survey about the anxiety that people are feeling about their employment situation, their ability to pay their bills, whether they're losing sleep. We put that into a number. And the number that we got this time out is the same as when we measured in the fall, 31, the anxiety score of 31 on a scale of 0 to 100.
Wait, so it's unchanged. That's so odd, given the fact that the formal numbers we're reporting from the government about the economy, about jobs, is showing steady improvement.
It shows this disconnect that we encounter in our reporting every day. You know, we've added more than a million jobs since the last time we were out in the field with this survey. The Federal Reserve has deemed the U.S. economy strong enough to finally have an interest rate slightly higher than the near zero rates that where they were. You know, even the stock market, for all its gyrations, you know, the major indices are right around where they were in the fall. Yet, two-fifths of the people in our survey say they feel stuck in their financial situation. More than two-thirds say they are either not financially secure or only somewhat financially secure. More than 60% say they're feeling anxiety some of the time. There's been a great unmooring that we've seen in the American economy.
But let's dig a little deeper. I know we asked people how well they can withstand the slings and arrows of sudden financial changes. What did we find there?
This was one of the interesting things that we dug into. So the question we asked was, how difficult would it be to pay an unexpected expense of $1,000? You could imagine this being a medical bill. Maybe you're in a fender bender. Any of those things that come up in life. The results, I mean, they were really something. A quarter of the people we surveyed say it would be very difficult. More than a third said it would be somewhat difficult. That's more than half of the people in the survey are saying if they had an unexpected expense of $1,000, it would cause a problem. And more than half of those people who said that they would have some trouble with it, they don't have a place to turn. They don't have a friend or a family member who has $1,000 that they could spare. And so you begin to get a sense of why there's so much anxiety among Americans when it comes to their finances.
Fascinating. Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief Dave Shaw, thank you.
Thank you, David.